Fifth-generation dairy farmer John Rosno hired his first immigrant worker about 10 years ago. He says it's tough finding locals to work on his Cochrane area dairy operation, which sells a truckload of milk a day. Now, almost half of his workers are foreign-born.
It's totally changed our life and has helped us continue to farm.
A recent University of Wisconsin study found immigrants make up 40% of the state's dairy farm workers. New enforcement policies have farmers concerned. Last year, federal agents began auditing businesses and farms around the country and in Wisconsin. They're going through tens of thousands of employment eligibility documents as part of their sweep. Rosno says he follows the law, but knows many immigrant farm laborers are in this country illegally. He says he can't afford to see workers deported.
We and a lot of other people would have to go out of business.
Jaime Castaneda with the National Milk Producers Federation says farmers want a legal means of hiring immigrant workers. Instead, they're facing a crackdown.
You cannot have just enforcement without dealing with this situation of reform.
Castaneda says dairy farmers are worse off than other agricultural producers when hiring foreign labor because of their year-round need. The existing visa program only covers temporary and seasonal workers. While farmers struggle, Congress refuses to act on immigration reform. Lawmakers face a crowded agenda and are wary of taking on another controversial issue. Mark Rosenblum with the Nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute says they're thinking politics in advance of the midterm elections.
The historic coalitions have been labor unions and social conservatives opposing more generous immigration policies, and business groups and political liberals favoring more generous immigration.
Reform advocates say immigrants are good for the economy, even in a recession. Businesses want a generous supply of workers. Labor leaders say they want to protect American jobs. Democrat Tammy Baldwin sits on the House Judiciary Committee with jurisdiction over immigration.
We're in search of a solution that is fair to U.S. employers, that is fair to U.S. workers, and that is fair also to immigrant workers.
Republican Thomas Petri says he supports making sure farmers have the workers they need, while at the same time being tough on illegal immigration.
We really do need to update or modernize our guest worker program so that we can keep control of this and so that we don't have illegal immigration.
Republican Jim Sensenbrenner says he's not ignoring the needs of dairy producers, but for him, cracking down on illegal immigration comes first. He also sits on the Judiciary Committee.
The American public is opposed to granting amnesty to illegal immigrants. And no matter how they try to spin it by calling it comprehensive immigration reform, earned legalization, or whatever, the public gets what it really is.
Second floor.
I'm outside the House floor where reporters gather to interview lawmakers. When I asked Republican Paul Ryan about the immigration debate, he said he didn't want to talk about it. Democrat Steve Kagan, who sits on the Agriculture Committee, said he was too busy. Meanwhile, farmers like Rosno say they want their elected representatives to act on the issue. From Capital News Connection in Washington, I'm Manuel Quinones, Wisconsin Public Radio.